Welcome back to the Successful Diligence Podcast. I am so grateful that you are back for another episode. Please do take note that all opinions and recommendations and encouragements that are shared on this podcast are my personal opinion or the opinion of the guests that I have on. It is not to be taken as medical or mental health advice. Please do consult your medical professional or your mental health professional with any questions or changes that you would like to make regarding your own personal situation. Welcome back to the Successful Diligence Podcast. I am so excited that you are back for another episode. I never, ever take it for granted that you come back and listen on whatever platform you're listening on. You are appreciated. I literally have the best podcast audience ever. I am a firm believer. You cannot tell me any different because you guys engage. You send me voicemail messages. You send me emails to successfuldiligence.com/contact. You support me by going to the Successful Diligence School and signing up for the gratitude course. Listen at the end of the show for a coupon code just for you. And that is why I am so passionate about bringing you only the best, because you deserve only the best, phenomenal people who can add value to your life in a variety of ways, because we are all walking this journey to success, whatever success means to you, and we want to get there in a way that we actually enjoy the life that we're living, that we want to wake up every single morning saying, yes, this is my life. So today I have with me a phenomenal woman. She's also a friend. Hashtag I know the best people. I'm just saying. Her name is Jordan Mitchell, and she is a phenomenal millennial who is an advocate for women to implement their boundaries, own their careers and their lives, as well as who they are as a person, and to live in such a way that allows them to release the light within themselves. She is the CEO and founder of the J. Michelle Experiences, as well as the host of the talk show, Talk That Talk podcast. She is a successful actress and speaker. She's performed on multiple stages. I have been in the audience live in person pre-COVID, and she is phenomenal, phenomenal actress, y'all. Will bring out the tears, I'm telling you. She's also starred in YouTube series shows as well. And she has planned and hosted and organized and handled all the things of her own events, such as Own Your Own Success, where she collaborates with local business, Black-owned businesses. Jordan is passionate about supporting her people, Black-owned businesses, supporting them on her Instagram and on her all of her platforms. She's always shouting out the good crawfish, all the good food places to go and support. She's an advocate and a strong voice for her generation because she is a millennial. And she often talks about topics that can make other people uncomfortable. And she does so with grace and salt of a maturity and wisdom beyond her years. And that is just a couple of the reasons that she's my friend. And I love her, in addition to all of the amazing things that she's doing. So Jordan, welcome to the show. I am so excited to introduce you to my audience and have them get to know the phenomenal woman that you are. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. Oh, I'm so excited to be here.
I am such a big believer about giving people their flowers while they are living, because that's when you can enjoy them and actually smell the roses. So for my audience who was like, okay, Michelle, you done hyped this girl up. So phenomenal. I don't know who she is, though. So for those who are not familiar with you or just getting to know you, tell the people, because they want to know, who is Jordan and how did you come to do all these amazing things?
Awesome. Well, first off, thank you so much for having me, friend. It's a delight to be able to talk about these topics with you and just share great content with people. With friends. So first of all, my name is Jordan Mitchell. I go by BJ Michelle. I have been interested in acting, performing, hosting, and speaking pretty much since I was in elementary school. I learned at a very early age that I definitely have the spirit of a leader and I have a gift of exhortation. So speaking, expressing hard messages with love, entertainment as well. I am also pretty funny. So that's kind of, you know, the acting side of it as well. So I've been doing stage plays and acting since I was in elementary school, all the way up until now. And then I started doing more speaking engagements when I was in high school and in college. I've hosted a lot of events. I've hosted Bible studies. I've led Bible studies and also hosted things from fashion shows to events for the organizations that I was a part of. So I've always kind of had a leadership spirit within me. And I've always had a passion for loving people and communicating in a way that is receptive, but also speaks that hard message that people are afraid to say sometimes. So that's just kind of a little bit about me.
And that's just scratching the surface, y'all, because for real, yeah. It's phenomenal. One thing that I love about you, Jordan, is, and now let's you know, generations talk here, because I'm a Gen Xer, Jordan's a millennial. I don't think I could be your parent unless I like gave birth in my teens, but we're definitely two different generations, right? Yes, and I bring that up because when we used to work together transparently as well, in the corporate world, we used to work together as well. And so what I want to say is that when I met Jordan and was getting to know her, right? The workplace that we worked together in when we were in person pre-COVID was not the most jovial, happy-go-lucky, let's all go to work and we love it type of place. Yeah. And now it wasn't the worst either. Trust me, after 20 years in social service, it was not the worst either. But it was a stressful environment, right? And so when we met, I remember what struck me about you, Jordan, was that you were very good about implementing boundaries with people in a way that didn't make them, you know, sort of shrink away as a person, but you were very clear, like, oh no, we don't tolerate that here, sis. Like, we don't do that. Or we don't say things like that to me. I don't know who you talk to, but you don't say those sort of things to me. And I remember it striking me that you had solidified those boundaries and the execution of implementing them at such a young age. And I was so impressed. And I was like, I wonder how she got there. So talk to me about the journey to getting to a place of being able to implement boundaries in a way that is kind and graceful, and yet still, listen, I wasn't always saved.
Correct. That's so true. That's so interesting. Fran, you never told me that.
I know. Surprises come out on the show.
Exactly. So for me, boundaries became very important in college. I learned quickly that with the type of personality I have, I'm a very nice and kind and giving person, and people can try to take advantage of that. So I learned that I was gonna have to have boundaries to make sure that people weren't always trying me, because I also didn't wanna be an angry person. Like, I don't wanna feel like I have to fight everybody, you know? And so I definitely learned that in college. I had a relationship actually that went south, and he began to try and stalk me. And so implementing those boundaries, and he tried to use a lot of manipulation tactics. If you don't talk to me, I'll commit suicide, things of that nature. And I had to learn very quickly, like, the decisions you make have nothing to do with me. And I control what I can control. And what I learned is I can control what is in my environment and what I allow to be in my environment. That's also how you control your triggers, in terms of things that upset you or things that make you uncomfortable, by being very firm with your boundaries. So I learned to speak to people in love. It took a while. I was rough around the edges at first, but I learned to just, you know, let people know, like, hey, I love you, I appreciate you, and I need you to understand this is one of the things that I don't negotiate on. This is one of the things that's not changing for me. Can you respect that? And when you communicate with love and firmness, I've noticed that you get better results, but you have to watch your tone and you have to be tactful. But with time, I definitely learned how to navigate those things. I learned how important boundaries were with experience.
That is such gold. And listeners, if you didn't catch the 4 to 5 nuggets of gold wisdom in there, hit the return 15 seconds button on your player, because Jordan, what you just said, there are people my age, there are people older than me, and there are people in the next 2 generations above me who are still working on understanding that you cannot control other people. All you really have control over is your responses, how you respond, and how you choose to respond versus reacting. And that right there, I think, is phenomenal that you learned it at such a young age. Now, sometimes the lessons we learn don't come in the packages that we necessarily would prefer. Sean Doe, shout out, hashtag life. But I think that it serves us well when we actually pay attention and listen to those messages that present themselves, because we get them all the time, right? And the messages come, and it's our job to either pay attention to them and grow, or to say, you know what, I'm not ready right now, and we're just going to put that one on the shelf. Which leads me into what we are all experiencing, which is COVID, pandemic, post 2020, 2021, the sister of. And so talk to me about your 2020, because I know it wasn't easy. How did you walk through, and I'm going to just say you conquered it because we're here on the other side of it, but how did you walk through some of those days of 2020 that were not always the easiest? Talk to us about that journey.
Okay. I had to take a sip of my water to get prepared for this.
Get prepared for the talk about 2020.
Oh, 2020, you know, as us millennials call it, instead of a pandemic, we say a panoramic, a ponderosa, a
president. What is my example?
The pandemic panoramic. I don't know. There's something about using different words that's just kind of cathartic. So 2020 was very, very challenging for me, and I learned a lot. 2020 was a year of the Lord molding me, of breaking me from certain fears and bad habits. It was a very intrusive year for me. I am single, and being single, spending a lot of your time alone, when you're not used to living your life that way, is a major change. So dealing with bouts of sadness, of sometimes you feel another level of loneliness, which we didn't know existed before this pandemic. I didn't know you could feel that lonely, but you can, you know? And having to learn quickly, for me, having to recognize quickly, like, I don't want to be in a depressive state long-term. So what are the things that I need to do to start changing that? So having to learn and adjust to a world that's totally different than anybody has ever experienced was challenging. And I leaned a lot within the word and some of my friends and family, but I had to learn to do things more on my own. And I had to understand, like, ooh, when the world opens back up, we can't live the same way we did before. We can't not take opportunities. We can't not travel. So it was a complete perspective shift, and it took those rough days. It took some crying nights. It took seeking out the Lord, like, what am I to do next? Where are my next steps? That really changed things for me.
Yeah, I think, you know, I remember in my 20s, well, my teenagers in my 20s and early 30s, being in a very lonely, dark place before I got married. I was single. I wanted to be married. I was like watching everybody else get married and have kids. And I'm like, hello, what about me? I'm sitting over here. And yes, understanding we all have our own seasons and timings and accepting, but it's a process. And I think it's one that we all need to go through to get to know ourselves better, but it's very different when we're in a global pandemic and when the world is experiencing grief and crisis and loss, and it's just permeating the air. You know what I mean? Everybody, I think it's very different. And so, you know, you're right. I think that even in 2021, people are still recovering from that, walking through that journey. And I am with you. I don't think we'll ever go back to how it was, because how it was doesn't exist anymore. You know, exactly. we're not even in a new normal. It's just, we're in mm-hmm. a new era, a new season, a new place, all of us mm-hmm. in the world as humans, yeah. as a human race. And it's so fascinating to me that, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, the pandemic was one of the greatest blessings of my life, because mm-hmm. I was able to start a business or write a book or get to know myself better. And other people were devastated because they lost their friends and family. Mm-hmm. They were lonely. They, you know, all of the devastating mental health effects, you know, not going into the dark places of the abuse and neglect and the domestic violence mm-hmm. and all of that. But it's been a very interesting journey and process, I think, for the world and mankind in general. And watching millennials process it and make meaning of it has been encouraging. Mm-hmm. Watching, you know, Gen Zers up and coming do their thing, you know, and mm-hmm. watching the Xers and the Boomers and the, what do they call it, the greatest generation, which is my grandfather, who's 100 years old, 101 in July. It's really interesting.
I didn't even know the name of that generation.
I know. But watching all of us process this has been really interesting, which is why I started the Generations Talk series within the podcast, mm-hmm. because I just find it fascinating how we all collectively experience something so individual on a day-to-day basis. It's just, and that's life really is what we do, right? Yeah. So talk to me and us about why you decided, how it came to pass, mm-hmm. what is the Talk the Talk podcast? Okay. That's a new endeavor for you.
It is. So I've actually been wanting to do a podcast for a couple of years now. The biggest hurdle I had in my way was wanting to do it with someone. I wanted to go on the journey with someone. I didn't want to do it by myself. I was too scared, or I felt like, oh, well, maybe I won't be able to do it, or maybe I won't follow through. And, you know, 2020 came and we're alone. We're by ourselves always. And I realized, like, I have a gift of speaking. I have things to say. And it was a combination of things. One, it was online dating, right? So all dating kind of shifted to online. Like, we're not outside. A lot of things were not open, you know? So meeting people socially just wasn't an option. And in my experiences there, I realized how broken my generation was and how different we are from the generation prior to us. And unfortunately, a lot of us women are kind of pioneering a different lifestyle in terms of we're more career driven and career oriented. We are taking care of ourselves. We're more self-sufficient. We're not wives by 23 and 24 with kids. Some people are, but there is a higher single population that's older now. We're not getting married as soon, and getting calls from my friends who were just sad and brokenhearted and not understanding what to do with their life and not knowing what direction to go in next. And one thing about millennials is we don't sit at jobs for 20 years that we hate, right? Like, I know my parents, you know, have done it, and my grandparents did it. That's just not how we are. And so I felt like I wanted to create a platform to discuss things that we are facing as millennials that maybe our parents didn't face, because our generation is so different and so liberal and so open-minded. But we're also a little flighty too. We don't always commit the way that we should, which is why we have some of the issues we have. So the podcast is geared towards dating, relationships, and life events that affect millennials. And it's meant to encourage and help people understand, hey, you're not alone in what you're feeling and going through. It's meant to be relatable and also entertaining.
Yeah, I love that. Cause I know you're a huge advocate, and you've been in the Unapologetic Living Club on Clubhouse, talking about how to be unapologetic in life and mm-hmm. helping others of your generation, men and women, sort of show up in a way that is true to themselves, acknowledging that dichotomy of what you said, like your generation yeah. is so different, but not wanting to lose the wisdom of the older generations either, which I think mm-hmm. sometimes gets a little lost, because your generation is so different, right? In the way you show up in the world.
It is different.
And it's a different mindset. It's a different way of working and living and doing. But yet there's some similarities, and there's a thread, I think, through every generation of wisdom that I pray never gets lost, because it's so needed as a foundation. But, you know, you're right about, you know, I mean, I didn't get married till I was 32, which was very controversial for my generation that got married younger. But that was what was right for me. And I know that you're a huge advocate of doing what works for you, and, you know, not being the judge, jury, and executioner of other people's lives, because who are we to do that, right? But how did you get there? Because I know in the church world, and by church world, I mean the organizational structure, not necessarily the body of Christ, which is different.
Yes.
And, you know, coming from an old school mindset of being churched is very different than how millennials show up in life. And so how have you navigated sort of that dichotomy?
Ooh, that is a good question. I started navigating that dichotomy very early on. I knew that when I fully, you know, surrendered my life to Christ and accepted, you know, Jesus as my Lord and Savior, all that, I started attending Bible studies and getting plugged in and getting to know people and learning what accountability meant, learning how to read my Bible and whatnot. And I started realizing that I had questions. And I realized sometimes people didn't want to answer my questions. And it was not that my question was against the Word of God, but it was about the opinions that were being expressed as Bible or as though they were Scripture. And so I would ask, I'm like, well, where is that in the Bible? Well, where can I read more about that? And I noticed, I was like, oh, okay, this is your opinion. This is your opinion and your interpretation of what's best based on your life experiences. And I realized early on, like, I'm not an advocate for people really preaching their opinion as though it's Bible. And so I learned early on that it was important that I seek out the word for myself to understand certain things, and that I learned to divide between opinion and Bible when it comes to what preachers are speaking or in a Bible study. And I had to learn, I always have been one that's been an advocate for what's right, for the underdog and all that. And so I had to become comfortable very quickly with being the person that they felt, you know, frustrated by, because, oh, okay, well, you're preaching opinion, this isn't biblical, so why do you feel like it's okay to do that? So I had to be okay with being the person that kind of shook things up a little bit. And I've learned to, you know, to definitely not, and when I say that, I want to preface it, not in a way that, like, I'm trying to defy the church or be divisive in any way, but I learned, oh, okay, I'm going to have to distinguish this for myself and then choose what I believe and what I stand on and what I feel is best in terms of my own convictions and walk in that, not in just what some pastor tells me at a church.
I love that, because it's not just applicable to the church world. That is applicable to every single aspect of your life, is learning how to listen and pay attention to what someone is saying and to decipher, is this their opinion? Is this scientific fact? Is this biblical fact? Is this personality? Is this, you know, figuring out what it is, and then saying, does this resonate with who I am in truth? And does it apply, or is it applicable to where I want to go and who I want to be? And I love that about you. It takes some skill to learn how to do that. You know what I mean? And you practice that, and I've watched you, I'm a witness, I've watched you implement it. It's not always easy to stand alone by yourself. It's not always easy to go against the crowd or to go against the wind, you know? And so I commend you for the courage to do that. And as we sort of get our conversation to a close, how do you encourage other women? Because I know you do. How do you encourage other women to do that for themselves and to advocate for them to show up in that strength of character that you demonstrate for them?
Ooh, love that question. So it's a couple of things. One, it's important for me to live a life transparently that looks like what I preach, right? So if I say that, I make sure that I do those things. And then I also explain, you know, picking your battles, right? In terms of the times that you stand up or stand out. But generally, when I'm talking to women who struggle with these things, it's kind of a thought process. It's kind of a strategic, almost a strategy session. Like, hey, why do you feel like you can't do that? What makes you afraid to do that? What things are holding you back? What are your hurdles? And then talking through those things and helping them understand, hey, sometimes you may not be liked for it. You've got to become okay with that. And you've got to understand you as a person are no less or no better because you understand something. And you've got to be okay with standing on your own sometimes and knowing that you're standing with Christ and you're standing with what's right. And so kind of talking through that and helping people understand, like start small, but pick and choose your battles and understand if there is something that you are uncomfortable with, you do not have to live with that. But you have to choose to be bold enough to address it.
Oh, I just love that. I love that mic drop. Ask those hard questions, stand in your truth, and be unapologetic about it. You know what I mean? And celebrate who you are and get the support you need. I love that. So what is something that you really want the audience to walk away from this conversation knowing from Jordan?
Okay. I want everyone to understand how important your mental health is, how important it is to do self-evaluations and check in with yourself weekly and monthly. See where you're at, see what things are affecting your life, and don't be afraid to say, like, something's not making me happy, something doesn't bring me joy, and learn how to adjust those things. Maintain discipline within your life. That will help you with structure, which helps you staying consistent and gives you some sort of a pattern to make you feel some sort of normalcy as we are coming out of this press panini popsicle pandemic. And stay encouraged, stay in your word, and make sure you have community and other people around you. That's what makes you feel alive and makes you feel connected.
I love that. Mental health, connection, self-care, standing in truth on the foundation of whatever your faith is. I love that. Oh, Jordan. And y'all see why she's my friend and the wisdom that comes forth from the millennials. It's there. It's there. If you're a boomer or a Gen Xer or even of the golden era or the greatest generation, I think they call them. Don't prejudge and cut off the millennials and the Gen Zers. There is wisdom in there and gold. And I'm just so grateful to be connected to you, to know you, to be able to benefit from what you've learned. And if there are people in the audience listening who are like, this girl is the bomb. I'm loving what she's dishing out. Where can I get some more? How can I connect with her? Where can people find you?
All right. So you can find me on Instagram at the J Michelle. It's THEJAEMICHELLE. I do have a YouTube channel as well. That will be coming soon. And that is also going to be at the J Michelle Experiences. And then Talk That Talk podcast. Find Talk That Talk, which is TALKTHATTAWK podcast. And that will be on all major streaming platforms as well. So you can listen, you can watch the podcast on the YouTube, and then you can also check out my IG for funny videos and stories and clips of the podcast.
Yes. And listeners, as you know, all the links will be in the show notes. And as things go live, of course, they'll be updated. So you can always check out the links in the show notes to connect with the J. Michelle Experiences, the talk, podcast. And y'all go follow her on IG because she's hilarious. And she also doles out the wisdom as well. Jordan, I'm so grateful you were able to make time in your busy schedule because I know you've been recording back to back to back. And I'm just so grateful that you had time to come on the Successful Diligence podcast to introduce you to my audience, to share your wisdom, and just to shine your light before all. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, friend. I'm so glad to be here. Everyone, thank you so much for supporting my amazing friend, Michelle, and the Successful Diligence. as she dishes out great info each week. So thank you so much for allowing me to be here and be a part of it.
Aw, shucks. Now, if you're watching in the special VIP group, which you can get a link to if you support us by clicking the link in the show notes, you will be able to see us blushing and just fangirling over each other, because that's how we do when you've got people surrounding you that are like-minded, encouraging you. And that's really what you want to look for in your life on your way to success, is surround yourself with people who are on the same road, different cars, but heading in the right direction. And listeners, as I always say, keep walking, always, always keep walking, because if you continue to walk and you don't stop, some days you walk a little slower, but keep walking, because eventually you will walk into your destiny and you will walk into your purpose. And as I always also say, on the journey, I encourage you to always, always choose gratitude.
As you know, every single episode, I end with my encouragement for you to choose gratitude on your journey as you keep walking. But have you ever asked yourself, that's great, Michelle, but how do I do that? How do I implement gratitude? How do I choose gratitude? It's not easy living this life. And sometimes I don't feel very grateful. How do I incorporate gratitude into my daily life? Well, I've got you covered. Just for you, I have a Gateway to Gratitude mini course in the Successful Diligence School. There is a link in the show notes, as well as a coupon code just for podcast listeners, where you get 50% off. So head to the link in the show notes or successfuldiligence.com and click the school tab on the website. It will take you to the school and you can see the Gateway to Gratitude course, which walks you through how to implement gratitude into your daily life. Trust me, gratitude and gratefulness, when implemented effectively, will change your life.